Superior Surface. This is Jason speaking.
Hi, Jason. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry about that. That was my mistake. I thought you were going to come up on my car.
Oh,
how can I help
okay.
You today? This is Jason with Superior Surface. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem, Jason. This is Tina from Local Splash, and I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't
know if
there was something going on with the card we have on file.
No, the card has been suspended. I had some issues this past couple weeks with some fraudulent activities on my card, so my bank had to suspend that card.
Oh, no.
And then I totally spaced on you guys. And I forgot that I was even subscribed to you guys. Because at first, you guys were really good at contacting me and, like, getting everything set up. And then
yeah.
I haven't heard anything in, like, I don't know, since the very first, like, couple weeks. So I thought maybe you guys forgot about me or just didn't care.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, that's not the case.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of notes on the account since you got set up. So there's still...
Because I pay for multiple... you guys aren't my only SEO. So
I see.
I pay multiple companies for SEO work. And my other company that I work with, BizIQ, they're like on top of like everything. They give me a call at least once a month and talk about, you know, how everything's going. And after the initial setup from Local Splash, I haven't heard nothing. So I just thought that, you know, it was something that maybe you guys didn't want to work with me or it was I was confused about what was going on. And so not hearing anything, I was like, well, I'm not going to pay anymore. You know, they're not working for me. Type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely see where you're coming from. So, just to let you know, have you ever been on your client dashboard?
At the very beginning, that first week, they showed me how I could do it, and I got busy, and I totally spaced how I could go back and get onto that and see what's going on.
Okay.
Because I'm just a busy guy trying to run my business, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah,
I don't have a whole lot of time, and that's why I pay people to do what they do.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and so I haven't had a chance to do that. And even if I did, I wouldn't know how to get back on that, to be honest with you. And
okay.
So,
I'll send you a login to the dashboard, and usually people refer to that when they're looking at results and whatnot. But then, you know, they will call us also if they see something on the dashboard that they would like revised, like, you know, to add a new keyword or something like that. So we're always here for you, you know, Monday through Friday, if you ever had, you know, revisions to make or anything like that, or you could even make them on the dashboard. So
you know,
I'm
so simple. I'm just a day-to-day guy doing my own business. And, you know, if I'm getting calls, I don't have a problem paying my SEO companies to do what they do.
I see.
And so I don't have a whole, you know, I'm one track minded. I got to focus on what I do and pay people to do what they do. And as long as my phone's ringing, I don't have any complaints.
Okay.
And paying multiple companies, I never know which way they're coming from because, you know, it's all being just advertised. So I don't know if it's coming from Local Splash or BizIQ or the other one that I pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. Let me just look.
So how much do I owe you guys right now?
It's $299.
Okay. Let me give you my... is there any way I can just give you a credit card? I don't want this card to go on file right now because I'm waiting for a new credit card. So what the card I'll be giving you is basically a debit card.
Got it.
And I don't want the recurring fee to go on a debit card. I'll have to call you back before this next month's bill to give you a credit card.
We
I
can
haven't
do
received that.
That
yet.
Okay, so let's do this for a one time. So is the billing address still the 6028 Dubois Way?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then the card number when you're ready.
I'm just trying to merge on the freeway right now, so just
give me a second.
So yeah. I'm
take
right
your
now.
Time.
I got credit card in one hand, phone in another hand, and I'm trying to merge on
the
freeway.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's what I love about business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers.
All right. I just need to switch into this lane, and I'll be good to go. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, take your time.
4721.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1102.
Mm-hmm.
9312.
Okay.
7996. Expiration 127. And the 3 is 952.
Okay. So I will get your authorization. And then since this is a one-time charge, do you have the other card on you ending in 7314? Because I could go back and put that on there just so that this one doesn't get charged again in case you forget to call or something, you know?
I don't. They deleted it. They took that card and shredded it. I don't have that card anymore.
Got it. Okay. So let me just, I'll set the next one as an invoice. We don't do any type of invoicing, but that way you'll have the opportunity to put the new card on file before it bills again, okay?
No, I appreciate it. And that's, you know, it's like I don't want to cancel with you guys right off the bat because I'm still new with you guys.
Of
course.
And I'm
hoping that, you know, the lack of communication with me, like just, I don't know, just kind of, I don't know if it's your guys' just like basic MO or not.
Yeah.
So,
yes. So, well, one thing I'm looking at is on your Google listing, you don't have any reviews yet. And sometimes that will affect conversion because obviously there's companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating. And then if you don't, it could be affecting your conversion. So I'll at least send you an email that will help you with that. It will say learn how to get more reviews. And it will be hyperlinked to your Google listing, so it'll, you know, help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google. Okay?
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's super simple, but if you even get a couple of people to fill that out here and there, it will definitely help your conversion as well as even better results and placement too, okay?
Yeah, and I completely understand that. And just between you and I, some of my customers must be thick-headed because I tell them to go on to Google to give me reviews. And then they go onto my website. And so if you go to my website, I got a lot of really nice reviews on my website. And it's,
I feel, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're leaving reviews in the wrong places. And I keep telling these people, no, you got to leave it on Google because it's Google that really matters for my, my visibility, not my website. You leave on my website. It's really nice for people to go to the website and read the reviews, but it really doesn't help my listing at all.
Yes, I understand. So one thing that will help you since your clients are going to the wrong place is this email. It'll say, thank you for using Superior Surface. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when they click that box, it's automatically going to take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, number one, most people will do it, but number two, they'll be in the right spot to do it where they don't have to look you up on Google or anything because when they click it, it'll automatically take them there. So I think that will help you so much. You know, it's super simple. You can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And if it's easier, you can even send it via text message. So, you know, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Yep, but I did get that over to you, so that way, you know, you can start working on that when you have a moment, okay?
Yeah. I got just one more question.
Sure, of course.
When my customers go to Google to leave a review, it's
just
generic Google review, right? Because it really doesn't matter if it's you pushing that Google page or another company like BizIQ, right? Because that's where I'm confused, because I got multiple people that are doing SEO work. And I want to make sure that each one is being taken care of. So my Google reviews for Local Splash will be Google reviews for Local, your guys' advertisement, right?
Well, I'm looking at the Google listing right now, and that's the one that we have verified and optimized for you. So it's showing on the first page.
Okay.
I don't know if BizIQ came along and created a duplicate. I hope that's not the case, because if they did, it would potentially hurt your rankings. That throws up a red flag with Google. I don't see a duplicate, but if there is one, that's a problem that has to be corrected. Or sometimes what those companies don't tell you is that if you already have a verified Google listing, they can't do anything with it if they don't have access to it, right?
So I'm just trying to figure this out as like a layman, because I don't know how any of this works. I just figure, you know, the more people I pay to do SEO work, the more calls I'll get.
don't believe that. Yeah, because a lot of people think that, oh, if I have three companies working, I'm getting triple the results. That's not the case. What happens is the one company that has access to the Google page is the one that's doing all the work. And then the second and the third, or if there's more that come along, then, you know, you're just throwing money down the toilet. So one thing you can do also is we can, talk about, putting some Google paid ads on here, or talk about putting some Facebook ads, or even talk about, upgrading you into Google Guaranteed if that's available. So you would be much better off, rather than, paying three different companies, just add more bells and whistles with the company that has access to your Google listing, and that way you'll get better results, but probably save a ton of money with those other companies too. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate that, and I definitely, and I'm just going to be completely upfront with you guys. Local Splash has been fine the past couple months since I signed up, but your guys' customer service is lacking compared to BizIQ. And so if I was going to have to drop one of you guys, one of the companies, unfortunately at this point, it would be Local Splash. And I'm just going to be completely upfront with you guys. Because I'm just getting so busy, I need my, the people I'm paying to call me like once a month and say, hey, this is how it's going. Is everything okay with you? Do you need to do anything? Because I just go month to month and assume that people are doing their job.
And that it's all working out.
Yeah, and it's all working out. And it really hasn't been this past couple months since I've hired Local Splash. And I don't know if that what you're talking about has been the problem.
Well, I'll at least have the technicians do some performance updates on your listing and look at it and see if there's any revisions that would help you, that they can do those for you behind the scenes. Also, I'm going to start having them do weekly posts for you. That's going to help you. But the one thing you can do on your end is, of course, work on getting that 5-star rating. And now that I sent you that email, I think that that will be helpful for you. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. That's definitely going to be helpful.
Yes, and also, Jason, since customer support has been lacking, always use me as a point of contact. I mean, I'm not a programmer. I don't do, any of the technical aspect of it, but you could always call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yes, Tina, I appreciate you.
Yep, of course. I'll text you my direct line just so that you have it. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too. Thank you, Tina. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.